This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's roads and airports will be busy ahead of the 4th of July. Denver International Airport could see record numbers of travelers, nearly a million passengers over the next 2 weeks. AAA Colorado also expects more drivers on the road than ever before. The bridge that is a critical connection between Montrose and Gunnison will begin to reopen Wednesday. The bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir was closed in April after inspectors found cracks in the steel. That has been a big economic hit for Gunnison, where Maricela Ballesteros is mayor pro tem.
We'll support each other in welcoming tourists and supporting the businesses so that way they can get back on track from what they've lost as far as income.
The bridge will be open to emergency vehicles and smaller cars starting Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service had heat advisories for parts of southeast Colorado earlier this week. Temperatures were about the same, but some rural areas got their warning a day after the larger cities. KRCC's Asa Gartrell explains the difference.
Urban development in Pueblo and Colorado Springs makes summer temperatures more intense. That's according to meteorologist Eric Peterson with the National Weather Service in Pueblo. He says open green space can cool things down, while larger cities become heat islands.
We have a lot of pavement. We have a lot of buildings. So those surfaces really absorb the sunlight and then reflect the heat out.
Peterson expects more heat advisories as an unusually hot June comes to a close. Folks are encouraged to limit time in the sun and stay hydrated while the advisories are in effect. Asa Gartrell, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.